This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Buck Showalter on MLB Network, and he was talking about Rafi Devers, the situation, and Ted. What?
Yeah, okay, continue. What
else? I was just going to say, you were reacting emotionally during the break, so I wanted to give you a shot to react verbally on the air.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Tee it up, baby. It's spring training. It's on a tee.
I got to settle down.
Whack it.
I'm just settle down, TJ. Balls. You'll get your chance. I love that audio. Thank you, Dan, for sending that out this morning. I heard that. I was like, this is perfect. This is what I've been saying.
Yeah.
Buck Showalter, I mean, he's a pretty decorated manager in this. And,
sure.
Yeah. So he kind of knows what he's talking about. You know, Showalter said, watch, you know what? This could actually help improve Rafi Devers' game now that Alex Bregman's here. Now that he's here, you know what? It's gonna raise his compete level. You're going to see him maybe focus in. Do better. Maybe this is the best. Maybe this will be the best season he's had fielding the ball that he's had, in previous years. Because there's a little bit of heat, a little bit of pressure, a little bit of competition. So I was thank you, Coach or Mr. Showalter, for saying that.
Mr.
Because
Showalter,
I was getting
Mr. Showalter.
Crushed,
wow, respectful.
Crushed for suggesting that maybe, just maybe, Alex Bregman might have a more positive impact on Rafi than you might realize.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Okay.
And I'll take
because you don't want him playing in the field at all.
I don't really. I think we used the word earlier. I think Dan brought it up. What does he profile as? He profiles as a DH. That is what Rafi Devers should probably be if he's doing what he was built and made for, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, there's a part of me, though. I said this to Fitzy earlier. So if he goes out and has a great year defensively, maybe he's so good in spring training that they're like, okay, you're starting the season as our third baseman. And then all of a sudden, we're in mid-June, and you're like, he's only got one error. He's playing ridiculous.
Here we go.
That makes me think less of him. Because it's like, the hell have you been doing for the last 7 years leading the league in errors?
Okay.
You didn't care then? I think it paints him in a bad light. Like, the Red Sox and us as fans and observers will be beneficiaries of it, obviously. Because if he's better, they're better, the whole thing. But won't you look at it with sort of a side eye, wondering, why did it take me bringing in your potential replacement to get the best out of you? Why didn't I get the best when I handed you a $300 million contract? Why didn't I get the best because, I don't know, personal pride and be a major leaguer?
But you said you give me the money regardless of my fielding, though. You know, it didn't matter. You're still willing to pay me all that money.
Now he's threatened and he's going to put forth more effort?
We'll find out. I think it's a lot of times it's human nature to maybe react that way.
Survival.
It's you're if you have any kind of competitive spirit whatsoever,
It'll feel dirty.
It usually kind of does get you a little, get you going a little bit, fire you up a little bit. So I'm just saying, look, ideally, he's a DH, but I'm also saying you never know. If the kid's not ready, if Christian Campbell's not ready to play second and you need to buy some time with Rafi at third to start the season, I mean, look, do you guys think that Rafi's going to be the starting third baseman opening day?
Yes.
Do we think Rafi?
Fitzy doesn't, though, right? Fitzy,
I think he's going to play DH because I think someone's going to force their issue.
From the start?
Too many good options at second base. So long as Trevor Story stays healthy. Now, I know that's like, hey, you know, this Jeep can go across the lake so long as the ice doesn't give. So I get it.
So besides Chris.
Gun it and go.
Okay.
Don't look back.
So there is, it's more than just, you got Grissom that could play second.
Grissom, obviously.
Okay.
There's, we're talking about the individuals that are the specific sort of Bregman Devers.
Yeah.
But Fitzy's right. Christian Campbell is involved here. Trevor Story's involved here. And Trevor Story took, I don't know if you guys, is this good or bad? I don't know how we do this. It's like when I'm covering training camp practices and you're like, wow, the offense is lighting it up. Or does the defense kind of suck? Or vice versa. The offense sucks. Or is the defense going to be dominant? It's how you kind of, what lens you look at it through. So word out of Florida yesterday was Garrett Crochet was hitting 99 on the gun.
The pop was nasty.
Gas. And the pop was also nasty when Trevor Story took him yard. So, I mean, I don't know if that's good that Trevor Story is hitting a bomb off of Crochet. It's like, oh my God, our best pitcher, our ace, is getting taken deep by Trevor Story. He's ready for a great year. Or are you a little worried about the pitcher giving up a home run? I know Crochet was apparently a little ticked off about giving up a bomb.
Happens.
But Trevor Story is a not-so-sneaky, I guess I'll describe him, central figure in this whole tale. Because if shortstop becomes an issue, well, that's a more important position. Then we're talking more about who's playing short. Then we got to piece in around it, work backwards, from reverse engineer it from shortstop, right? So, and Trevor Story staying healthy, I mean, I don't want to say he's injury-prone, but he's injury-prone.
Well, Chris Sale, awesome person, tremendous pitcher, injury prone. When people just constantly somehow find their way, whether it's a soft tissue injury, joint injury, accident, crap, you know, happens, they're just flat out injury prone. But I will say this, I think Trevor Story might be the most overlooked guy heading into spring training camp and subsequently the 2025 Red Sox season. Everyone has almost just either forgotten about him, overlooked him, or considered that he figured he's going to get hurt at some point. Like, God forbid, what if this guy hits puts up the exact same numbers Bregman does? Holy smokes, the Sox infield could be the stuff of legend.
Oh, I'm telling you, $100 million, 100 home run infield, they could be the core of the team, and it's where your sort of established experience lies for the most part. Bregman, Story, and Devers they're major leaguers. I know Casas is still trying to figure out what he's going to be, but they're the core.
I think we're all a little bit concerned about, you know, what's the team vibe? Well, you know, after Rafi kind of came in and poured cold water on everything on Monday. But listen to what Lucas Giolito had to say yesterday about where the team is.
I think that we have a really good mesh. Team chemistry's kind of off the charts right now. And I think that, yeah, we're in a pretty good position.
How about that?
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
On the good end, I assume he means, not on the bad.
Vibes are immaculate.
Correct. I mean, you had AC saying that he thought the attention to detail was as good as it's been in years.
Oh, yeah? And so, he said something about both Crochet and Bregman immediately arriving, and he noticed, like, wow, they're fitting in like they've been here already.
So all those things that we're talking about.
Buying it?
I'm buying it. And that's why I think it's the Rafi stuff is going to be, we're going to be laughing about it in about 4 weeks.
Will he be laughing about it?
I think he'll be laughing about it too. With everybody else. He'll realize that that was the best thing for him. And I just got this feeling that it's all going to get worked out just fine.
And that is the prevailing thought now. It seems like we played the Chris Cotillo audio earlier from the Christian Arcand show. He said the same thing. His two big takeaways. One, he actually liked. He thinks the Red Sox should like the way Devers responded to this, not just lay down and give up his position, that's actually a good thing, sort of what you're talking about, showing some competitive professional spirit, and B, it'll play itself out properly. I'm still dubious, because Stiz, can you play me that two-letter, one-word answer to Rafi Devers, his thoughts on moving to DH. Can you play that? Play it a few times, actually. Please. Play it on repeat. Loop the hell out of that thing, because I want to hear it. Because, okay, go. All right, 1 minute.
No.
He gave me a thumbs up and then a no.
No.
Nope. Okay, play it again.
No.
No.
No. No. No.
Just let it roll.
But, nah.
No.
Do you? So just that.
Yeah, just the, yeah.
What, like, you feel like that guy with that tone and that simple answer is just going to be like, oh, yeah, no, I was, so, how, okay, tell me that, Ted. You've done this. You've backtracked. You've had to answer tough questions. I'm talking about as a player. I let you, I know this isn't fair, but you're the athlete in the room.
Yeah.
How does he handle the other end of this? How does he backtrack? How does he, because he flat out said, no, I play third.
Hmm?
So how does he, does he say, you know what, I've realized in the best interest of the team is for me to, like, how does he, damage control this?
He doesn't have to say a dang word.
Just shows up in DHs?
That's it. That's all he has to do.
I will say
that's
you're actually
all
right.
He has to do.
Well, no, there's a next part. He just has to show up, DH.
And hit.
Hit 310.
Correct.
With 35 bombs and 130 RBI.
Produced at the plate.
Yeah. If you go 0 for 17 and strike out nine times, then we start. Is it because you're not in the field anymore?
Do you think Rafi wants to kill? You think he wants to walk around that locker room and be the guy that's the Debbie Downer? All these good vibes. Everyone's feeling good. I mean, there's
you can
feel it. Oh, I mean, the Red Sox are kind of they're building something here. And do you want to be that one guy that is the one that kind of just brings the dark cloud into the locker room every day? No,
I agree with you. I agree with your tone. But if I didn't want to be that guy, I wouldn't have done what he did on Monday.
You know what? He's learning after what he said on Monday. He's probably we're on Wednesday now. He's probably the last 2 days. He's like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe
you think he's reached that point already?
He's already starting to understand that maybe it's in the best interest of the team that he would be better off not pushing and doing what's best for the team.
But now I go back to it, Fitzy. Yes. Like, so 2 days later, he understands that. That's been brought to his attention, whether he did it naturally or somebody. Yep. Why couldn't that have happened on Saturday and Sunday leading into his media?
Very different. Very different. He was at home. He wasn't here. He wasn't around his teammates. He wasn't feeling the good vibes. He was isolated off, doing wherever he went.
So you legit think if they asked him today, Rafi, what are your thoughts on moving to DH? He'd say, yes.
My feeling is he would have a softer stance.
Sure.
Instead of...
Do you believe that too, Fitzy?
No. Okay. Not the same.
So I'm not crazy.
Ted, if there's any truth to the fact that he left camp, because he was mad about the Bregman signing and then came back and...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Was as defiant. I think he's going to go down swinging on this one, guys.
We'll see. He has one guy. Who's coming to his defense in the locker room? He has one guy.
No, two.
His name's, who's the other one?
Kostas and Yoshida.
Okay.
Both guys whose jobs are directly affected where Devers plays.
So when Devers says, who's coming with me? And he's got the goldfish and he's hanging. Who's coming? And it's Tristan Kostas and Yoshida?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, boys, have fun, the three of you. All right, good luck with that.
I don't know, that's a third of a lineup. Yes, Dan Ball.
All right, Ted, question from the Peanut Gallery then. Does Rafael Devers owe fans, the media, et cetera, anything? Should we hear from him, or can he just learn internally and we never hear a thing,
I think
makes sense?
He doesn't. We don't need to hear from him.
Don't need to hear anything?
No.
After all the bleep storm that he's created.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like, should we at any point hear I know what I said, but the ultimate goal is to win a championship.
Let him organically say it. Let him just.
All right.
He's got to learn a new position. His role has been diminished.
Sure.
His pride has been stung, hurt a little bit. Let's not pick at the scab. Let him, kind of absorb the information and start to kind of, get comfortable in his new role before we start peppering him with questions.
All right, fair enough.
That's how I would do it.
I think you're right. It should be delayed, but I do think Dan Ball is right. I think eventually...
But by the start of the season, the week's
going to have to articulate... Yeah,
before the opener, for sure.
DH, if we find out, whenever we... And I don't even actually know the answer to this. Maybe Dan Ball, you do. I don't know. You producers back there behind the glass. If...
Mm-hmm. You people...
When we talk to Alex Cora for the first time on a Wednesday at Fenway Park in the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studio, if it's well established at that point that Rafi Devers is the DH, however we get to that point, doesn't Devers have to, not just Cora answer for it, doesn't Devers have to explain how he got comfortable with that, how he got from no to yes?
No.
What? That's not the answer we're looking for, Rafi.
He can, and he will probably, and I think it'll be this is very, very simple. I think Cora will say, Rafi knows what's, that it's about the team, and that the team is more important than individual goals. And so over time, he realized that he was probably in the wrong, and he needed to make a change. And so, and he did, and look how it's turned out.
I
play third. So you think he'll do? Because I do think at some point.
I just think there's too much pressure against Rafi right now. He doesn't have a lot of supporters in his corner right now. The fans, the teammates. I just other than Tristan Kostas and Yoshida, I don't see anybody else coming to his defense.
No, and certainly the tone of his manager, Alex Cora, AC, is different. There was a certain tone when this was a theory. In the offseason, like, what are you going to do if you get Bregman? Where's Devers going to play? He was more kid gloves. And then this week, the tone changed.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what's basically in the best interest of the baseball team. He kind of pulled a Belichick. We'll compete, but in the end, I got to put the best baseball team out there.
And Alex is drawn from past experiences. He's had the same thing happen to him a couple times in his career.
Now, it's a little different because, no disrespect to Alex Cora, but he was not a $300 million top hitter in baseball, exit velocity.
My guess, he was never the worst at his position in fielding ever, multiple times.
Like
his third baseman.
No.
I feel like it'd be hard to be what he was, sort of the utility infielder, and be horrific defensively.
Correct.
He wouldn't have stayed.
He wouldn't have lasted as long as he did.
617-779-7937. What are your thoughts come Wednesday? Because now apparently this is water under the bridge. Devers is going to DH. All's well that ends well. Everybody's happy. That's the theory around here. I'm not going to lie to you. I still don't buy it. So let me know if you buy it. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons takes your calls and continues to break down how this mess that Devers created can be solved. That's up next.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Bruins and Team USA defenseman Charlie McAvoy remains hospitalized at Mass General Hospital with an infection in his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint, the Bruins announced on Wednesday. His status for the NHL season, which restarts on Saturday, is unclear, and he is considered to be week-to-week. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. We'll have coverage of the game beginning at 8 p.m. right here on 93.7 WEEI. From earlier today, here is Red Sox manager Alex Cora speaking about Tristan Casas, Red Sox first baseman, who has had a very busy last 2 days.
People will express what they feel. Some people are going to agree. Some other people are not going to agree. Some people are going to like it. Others are not going to like it. At the end, we like the first baseman. He's going to play and he's going
to
hit.
The Celtics return to action tomorrow night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Boston starts their post-All-Star break stretch with three of their first four on the road. And in football news, the Patriots have released linebacker Sione Takitaki last season with New England. Takitaki played in 11 games with four starts and finished with 18 total tackles and three special teams tackles. Also, the Eagles filled their vacant offensive coordinator job from within, promoting passing game coordinator and associate head coach Kevin Petullo to the post on Wednesday. He will replace Kellen Moore, who was hired as the New Orleans Saints head coach. And the NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will range from $277.5 to $281.5 million. That's an increase of anywhere from $22 to $26 million from last season. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.